Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today. Now, I'm going to talk to you today with my guest about having no limits. No limits in your life at all. No limits here. And we're talking today with Trey Oles. Trey has been a friend of this ministry for several years now. And every so often I want to catch up with what he has going on in his life. Trey is an inspiration to so many people, and I know he will be to you as well. Trey is the voice behind the Trey Oles Radio Show, which is an online interview program. Trey interviews the movers and shakers, both past and present, in the entertainment industry. He's made several friends along the way as well, and we'll talk to him about some of those entertainment industry icons in a few minutes. But in addition to conducting this interview program, he has also started a new radio program called The Oldies Music Show. Trey plays music from the 1950s up to and including the 1990s. His programs are heard all over the normal podcasting platforms, and we'll give all that information out in just a few minutes. You know, I first met Trey back, I believe it was in 2017. I did some voiceover work back then, and he had me do some voice interview or voiceovers for his interview program when he was first starting out. But when my own podcast and radio ministry began to grow, I just didn't have the time to devote to that aspect of radio anymore and had to move on. But Troy and I have stayed in contact over the years, and I want you to help me now. Help me welcome back to the program my good friend, Trey Oles. Trey, thanks for coming back on the show today, buddy.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you again, my friend.
Amen. Now, you know the first question I'm going to ask, I ask everyone the same question as we start off. Tell us in your own words, who is Trey Oles?
Well, I'm 18. I'm a radio show host and a voiceover actor. And I do a little bit of theater acting, but not so much these days, just mostly radio and voiceovers. And I have high-functioning autism. And I don't let it affect my life, you know, it's Amen. Just a part of me. I just keep going on with my life, enjoying it, you know?
Amen, that's right. And you're doing great. I mean, we're going to talk about some things here. I want to talk about your interview program. Now, you've been doing these interviews for several years now, right?
Yes, 6 years, since 2016.
Wow.
No, 2013.
Really? Wow, okay. And do you remember the very first celebrity you interviewed?
Yes, I certainly do. His name is Scott Innes. He's a voiceover actor and a radio show host in Louisiana, which is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And he's also the voice of Scooby-Doo, the cartoon character.
Ah,
and,
okay.
He's the only.
Amen. So, yeah. How did you get in touch with him?
Well, he's the only actor I've ever met in person. I met him personally.
Cool.
We got to talking over the years and decided would he be interested in doing an interview for my show, and he said, sure, absolutely. He's a nice man. He does a lot for the community in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's always helping out. He's a very generous, nice man.
Amen.
And he said, sure. So we did the interview, and a few years later, he invited me to do an interview with him on his show, where he interviewed me.
Oh, amen. That's awesome. And so have you done any more interviews with him, or just that one?
I've done a few interviews with him. We communicate every few months, you know.
Cool. All right. That's outstanding. Now, you know, how many interviews have you conducted over the years? Do you have any idea?
Over 100.
Wow. All right. And these are all celebrities, right? Or most of them?
Yeah. Yeah, celebrities. Not a lot of them aren't big names, you know, but they're out there. You know, I hate to say not big names, you know, but they,
not as well known, but they're still in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, exactly. And but I've interviewed some bigger known names, you know, that you would probably know of right off the bat, you know.
Drop some names for us.
Let's see. Ed Asner, you know, he's the guy from Tyler Moore. And let's see, who else? M. Emmett Walsh, he's a character actor. He was in Blade Runner. He did a lot of movies with the Coen brothers, you know, Blood Simple. And I have another big one coming up pretty soon, actress Joan Van Ark.
Oh, wow. And, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you get in touch? You know, how do you get booked with so many celebrities? What's your secret?
Well, there's different ways, you know, Facebook sometimes, but most of the times now, you know, this is when I started, you know, but you have to call their agents or email their talent agents, you know, and book them, you know. And talent agents, I used to not like it because I guess it was just, but now I got used to it because I understand the talent agents, you know, they got to do their job too, you know. Mm-hmm. But you talk back and forth. But sometimes it's nice when you don't have to use an agent, you cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
It's, but,
I mean, they kind of act as the guard of their celebrity and stuff, right? Like the door
because
you have
they
to
gotta
pass
make
through.
Sure. Yeah, because they have to make sure if you're a legitimate host, you know. Mm-hmm. So nothing goes haywire.
Yeah, I suppose somebody could, you know, come on and say, hey, I have this interview program and I'd like to interview so-and-so. And they line it up and it's just like, oh, I just love your movies. Can I have any autographs? And, you know, I suppose you know, that's what they're guarding against, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, you have to be professional.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, when you get somebody famous on your program, what kind of questions do you ask them?
Well, it's not just actors. It's people in the entertainment industry. But I've interviewed people that were in journalism, radio, broadcasting, music. And but it's still the same line of questions. You know, how did they get started in their career? And they share a few stories, how they got started, and a few experiences. And most importantly, my most important question is, what is your advice to people? To people who want to get started in the career or the industry.
Okay.
And we focus on that. That's the most important question I ask. And most of my guests think that's very important to acknowledge, you know, you get started.
Amen. Let me just back that up just a little bit. Now, they all have their own stories of how they got started and all that, but what is the most typical answer to that question, how they got started? I mean, you know, what is the most typical answer that you've heard over these years?
Well, like you said, you know, there's different answers, but the one I get is, you know, they started in their teens, you know, in high school or middle school, you know, at their local theater or their local radio station or in school, you know, and they work their way up, you know, you work from the bottom of the barrel, then you go all the way up.
So they start off
that's
like
the most,
in school plays and musicals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what you've done too, right?
Yeah, I started in the end of junior high. Then I got more involved in high school. But in elementary school, that we did a few plays and. Ever since I was little, I always liked entertainment, comedy, and stuff. So I guess I always was kind of involved in, you know, the acting bugs and stuff ever since I was in elementary school. But it more progressed when I was in junior high and high school.
Yeah, yeah, amen. My granddaughter, she's got that acting bug. It started when she was in elementary school and progressed through junior high. Now she's actually going to a magnet school program for music and acting and things like that. So she's really enjoying it she's been auditioning for all these different plays. And matter of fact, last year, she was, her school did a musical on the Addams Family, you know, the recent movie that came out, the Addams Family. They had a musical, and she was picked to star as Wednesday, who the whole story was about. So she was basically the star of the show, so she really enjoyed that. And she did pretty good, and I'm praying she continues following her dreams, just like you are. Now, let me put it like this. When you get, in your opinion, what was the interview that you look back on now as your wow interview? You know, like, I can't believe I was able to interview this person. Who would that be? Who was the wow interview that just blew your mind that they said yes when you asked them?
Probably Ed Asner, because he was the first bigger name I've ever interviewed. Mm-hmm. And that interview took a while because I messaged his agent a year prior when we did the interview, and I never got an answer until, you know, a year later, you know. So I said, I'll just forget about it. You know, they ain't going to answer. And all of a sudden, you know, the email, ding, you know, and I'm reading it. Oh, Mr. Asner would love your show. And I'm like, whoa. You know? And it took a year, but I got it, you know.
Yeah, amen. So did you do, like, just one email, or did you follow up several times to let them know you were serious, or how'd that work?
Yeah, it took a few emails at that time, in December, it was before the Christmas holiday, so we had a little bit of inconveniences, you know, scheduling stuff.
Yeah,
amen. But we got it done, and he was very nice to interview, very nice man, and because I told him autism, and he was telling me he has a son with autism and a grandson with autism, and he was saying he listened to my show. He was very, because I interviewed a few friends of his. He said he's heard my name before. I'm like, Mr. Ed Asner knows my name. He knows me.
Amen. That's awesome, man. That's great. I knew him back when he started in movies and stuff back in the early 60s, you know, mid to early 60s, and then, like I said, he got a Mary Tyler Moore in the 70s, and some people say he can be very gruff, but at the same time, if you take into context what they were saying, it was because he's a professional. You know, and a professional expects everyone to perform to professional standards. And when people are sloughing off, you know, he called them to task on it. And just like anybody else, you know, I mean, I was, as a police officer, I was the same way. You know, I could get along with everybody. But if you started being unprofessional, I'm going to do my best to straighten the situation out. And then he was elected, if I'm not mistaken, as to the leader of the Screen Actors Guild, correct?
Yes, he was president of the Screen Actors Guild in the mid or late 80s, I believe.
Yeah. So that was another spot where he had to more or less keep everybody in line. So, hey, man, that was an awesome land for an interview, man. That's great. Now, what was the best piece of advice any celebrity ever gave to you?
Oh, wow. There's so many great pieces of advice.
Give us some examples.
If you really enjoy it and you have the craft to be in the industry, don't give up. You know, no matter what people say, you know, you're not going to make it in the industry. Just keep trudging on with your head high. And because if you really love it, you really have the passion for it, nothing's going to stop you, you know. But you have to have a tough skin, because it is a tough business, you know. It's not, when you say show business, it's not show business, it's show business, you know. It's still,
it's
got
a
business.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and directors and producers, they have, when they develop the scripts and all that, they have a certain mindset of the character they want to play that person. And if you know, their visioning in their eyes. Well, let me put it like that. I'm going to give you an example. You're probably too young to remember when they were actually on TV, but you probably, because you're associated with that industry, you might know who I'm talking about. Do you remember the original series called Mission Impossible?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was Peter Graves that was like the leader, the star. Peter Graves was a star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the late 1950s, early 60s, there was also an actor named William Conrad. Okay, do you remember? Do you mm-hmm. know William Conrad? He's a heavy set guy, kind of bald. And there was a radio show called Gunsmoke. And mm-hmm. William Conrad was the voice of Matt Dillon on the radio. Well, they got ready to turn it into a television series called Gunsmoke. And, you know, he did not fit the visual expectation of what Matt Dillon was supposed to look like. So they weren't going to offer him the job. And they put it all out to, you know, the actors come and audition, and Peter Graves just blew the producers away. They, yep, we are definitely, you are our guy. We want you to do this move, to do this TV series. He said, but we got one more guy out in the office that we have to give a chance to. But once we get through with him, then we'll sit down and talk, you know, specifics. So there's okay, no problem. And the guy out in the outer area waiting to do his audition was James Arness, right, who ended up starring mm-hmm. in Gunsmoke. James Arness and Peter Graves were actually brothers. So his own brother wow. beat him out, you know. And Peter Graves was his, I can't remember now, was it James Arness? Or one of, you know how they have actor names? You know, it's not their real given name, but their actor name. Mm-hmm. One of the two has the different name than their given name. But, Peter Graves and James Arness were actually brothers. They were going to give the job of being Matt Dillon for those 22 years or whatever Gunsmoke ran to Peter Graves, but his own brother beat him out as the last person in the audition. Simply because of his size. James Arness is like 6'3", 6'4", and Peter Graves is 5'10", 5'11". So it just, he just had that Matt Dillon look, you know. But, Peter Graves could have just, gotten upset and said, forget it, all this. But instead, he went on starring Mission Impossible just a couple years later. It never gave up, just like you said. And William Conrad could have been upset because, he was basically being turned down because of the way he looked, even though he'd been on the radio mm-hmm. as Matt Dillon all those years. But, he just drove on. He ended up starring in, I think it was Car 54, was a police show back then. And then he got his own TV series. I can't remember the name of it now. Lord, I used to watch that show all the time. But, like you said, the actors have to have that thick skin. Just because this show doesn't want them doesn't mean the next one won't, And I'm sure you've realized that too in auditioning for different parts through stuff that you go through.
Oh, yeah. You can't take rejection personally because, it's not your call. Like you said, the directors and the producers have their own, they have that mindset of who they want to cast for their characters.
Yep, that's right.
And,
Amen. I thought of the TV show that William Conrad was on. It was called Cannon, where he was a private detective. That's what it was.
Yeah, now, he was a great actor, all of them.
Oh, yeah. I loved his show. Do you still maintain contact with any of the celebrities that you've interviewed before?
Oh, yeah. Through email or through, telephone.
Oh, really?
I talk Ed Asner probably every month, by email, seeing how he's doing, and he asks about me. And I have some of my other actor friends, they call me and check on me, and I check on them, so it's, they're my friends,
Right.
Because after I interview them, we stay in contact,
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Now, you recently achieved a huge life milestone personally. You just graduated from high school, right?
Yes.
Amen. Now, do you have any college aspirations or anything like that?
Not really, you know. I'd probably go to a few, you know, radio broadcasting classes or some acting lessons, you know, just to improve more. Yeah. And all that interesting stuff. I'm very creative, you know, so anything in the creative field, I go for.
Okay. Are you trying out or auditioning for any local theatrical things going on in your area?
Not anymore. Not theater has kind of slowed down for me recently. I've been focusing more on voiceovers and narrations. I like theater, but lately it's just been different. And many other actors will say if it's starting to not be fun anymore, then get out of it. Because if you're not having fun, you know, it's not enjoyable.
Right. Well, that'll help me shift gears a little bit to talk about the next topic I want to go. Now, you recently started a project that involves you playing several different roles in a type of theatrical production, but for radio, correct? Okay, tell us a little bit about this project and how you came up with the idea.
Well, my new show, I created, I'll back up a little bit. When I started radio, I was a disc jockey, you know, I played music. And then 2 years later, I transitioned to interviewing. And a few months ago, I was thinking, well, music seems, because I have friends that have shows and they're disc jockeys. They spin doo-wops and all kind of that music I like, you know, classics, jazz, doo-wops. I said, well, I was feeling nostalgic, you know, maybe I should do that again, you know. And, you know, I would still interview people, but I have something else to do. So I created the new show. It's called Olds, that's my last name, Olds' Oldies Music Show. And I play all kind of the old music, you know, Sinatra, you know, classics, oldies, doo-wops. It's old music. Then it goes to modern, you know, all the way up to the 90s, you know, like it could switch to rock and roll, you know, like the Beatles or... all the good music, you know.
Yeah. And, yeah. Well, I'm guessing your name, Olds, had had something to do with the genre of music that you're playing? Just because it worked?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very interesting, you know, because I never thought, I had a friend that, I'll drop his name because it's his credit. His name is John Terlizzi, and he's a doo-wop and oldies fan. And he said, well, your last name is Olds. How about you say Olds's Oldies or add something else? So Olds's Oldies Music Show.
Amen.
And I said, well, that fits, you know, because... I didn't even think of it. I was just going to say the Trey Olds Music Show, you know, just something.
Amen. Amen. So I know copyright and royalty issues plague online radio programs and online radio stations. I have to be very careful in the music that I allow on my station. And I had to seek out and get permissions and all of that in order to protect myself from trouble down the road. Did you have to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. And and it went for interviewing, too, not with music stuff, but there's certain guidelines and provisions you have to follow. And for the music show, if I want to play certain music, I have to email whoever's in charge of it. And we have to, do I have your permission? Yes, and you got to like write up an email, like a digital contract, you know, and sign. Right. Yes, I have permission, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And, but it, you know, it's frustrating sometimes, but it's business, you know, if you want to do your show.
That's right.
And
now, how long is the radio, the music program, and what frequency do you publish new programming?
Well, it's an online show like the interview show, and it's on Apple, you know, Apple iTunes and Spotify and Google Music.
Like I mean, how long is the show? Half hour, 1 hour, 2 hours?
2 hours.
2 hours, and, okay.
Two days a week, Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m.
So you record it live so people can tune in and listen live as well?
No, okay. I record everything. Okay. When I first started, I did live radio. I loved live radio, but then I found out I got interested in recording and editing and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been doing that for most of the radio run, you know, so I just stuck with it. But sometimes if I get on another show, like if I'm being interviewed, you know, like you're interviewing me, but it's recorded, but some other people, they have live shows and they want to interview me and it's live. I like live radio. It's very interesting.
Hey, everyone. Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's interview with Trey Olds of the Trey Olds Radio Show. Now, I've known Trey. We've been associated together and in contact several times over the past 3-4 years, and he is an awesome young man. I knew him even before he was in high school, and recently he did graduate from high school, which is quite an achievement. And, you know, he is so on fire for the Lord and doing his interviews, interviewing these celebrities. I need you to go down to the links in the show notes, click on his website, go over, listen to some of his interviews, leave him some feedback because he is awesome. And come back tomorrow because we're going to continue this interview with Trey Olds. Till then, this is Pastor Bob remind you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.